Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Safe here with Mike Carey, and we've got a lot to talk about this week. Got a very special guest, which I think you'll be very pleasantly surprised and interested into what he's got to say, and I'll bring that up a little bit later. But college football is off to a resounding start. The college football season with Colorado and Duke performing big upsets this past weekend. And Colorado is now with Deion Sanders, their leader. And I have a couple of Colorado friends that are waving their flags a little bit harder these days. But big splash for them.
Yeah, with a new coach, primetime Deion Sanders, of course, his first year at Colorado, accepted a pretty big $30 million deal to coach. He brought over 80% turnover to the Colorado Buffaloes, and it was one of the most watched college football games the last 10 years.
Yes, and we'll see how the rest of that season goes. And, of course, Duke handed highly ranked Clemson, one of the better programs in the country, a big loss to begin the season. Their Duke's quarterback had a terrific game. So good luck to you guys the rest of the way. And we also have a sore spot to be talking about, another domestic violence case, and it's centered around Dodger pitcher Julio Urías. And we don't know exactly how that's going to finalize, but there's probably going to be an investigation underway, much like there was with the Trevor Bauer situation, and doesn't look good.
No, this is a second incident concerning domestic violence. The first one was in 2019. I believe he's out on $50,000 bail, and the Dodgers pretty much says that he will not travel with the team as they conduct that investigation.
And this is a very, very difficult time for this to happen, pretty much at any point in time, but you've really once again let down your teammates who are counting on you for postseason play, and we'll have to wait for the final results, but this is not good for Dodger fans.
Yeah, you don't want that cloud hanging over your entire ball club, if not the whole city, as
Absolutely. You
go into the playoffs for sure.
And of course, Lionel Messi has made his way into the United States, and he's drawing crowds everywhere that Miami goes to play their soccer. So I think it's fabulous. It's been really kind of fun to watch. It's kind of a cult. He's got a cult going here. Yeah, it's really sensational. And he's played incredibly well top of it. So that really makes it all worthwhile. Okay, we're going to be right back with our special guest, Dr. Stephen Foreman from the City of Hope, right after this.
Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in this same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF or visit us at BFF Financial.com. Hawaiianational.com.
Hawaii Ag and Culinary Alliance has reinstated the Kokua Restaurant and Hospitality Fund for Maui to provide immediate assistance to dedicated restaurant, bar, hospitality, and tourism workers who've been displaced by the recent catastrophic wildfires that have devastated West Maui communities from Lahaina to Kapalua. The organization is also working with World Central Kitchen and their partners on the ground to feed communities affected by the Maui wildfires. To donate to the Kokua Restaurant and Hospitality Fund for Maui, visit www.HawaiiFoodAndWineFestival.com. That's HawaiiFoodAndWineFestival.com or on Instagram at HIFoodWineFest or Facebook at Hawaii Food and Wine Festival for more information. Hawaii Ag and Culinary Alliance, DBA Hawaii Food and Wine Festival, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Contributions are fully tax deductible. Visit HawaiiFoodAndWineFestival.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
They still call me the Penguin.
And welcome back to We'll See About That. And today we are joined by a very special guest. He's done incredible work at the City of Hope for many years. He's a hematologist, oncologist, top doctor for leukemia, lymphoma, and bone marrow transportation, Dr. Stephen Forman. Stephen, Dr. Steve, welcome to the show. I hope you're doing well.
So, Ron, thank you. Yeah, I'm doing well. We're continuing to do good work out here, and it's really an honor for me to be on your show. So thank you for having me today.
And how long has it been now that you've been out at the City of Hope?
So I actually came to the City of Hope in the late 1970s to help start the bone marrow transplantation program, and then it grew from there. We were one of the first 6 transplant programs in the United States. We're currently the largest one in the United States. And, you know, we see people from all over who need this therapy for treatment of their disease of the bone marrow or the blood or their immune system. As I say, it grew from something very small to something very big. And our results are really very, very good. And I think very reassuring to patients who come to us for that sort of therapy.
So how does this translate into doing clinical trials?
So, as you know, the City of Hope is one of the cancer hospitals designated by the National Cancer Institute, a designation we've had for a number of years. So people come here for 2 reasons. They come here because we want to give them the care we think they're entitled to. It can be very disruptive to a life and a family and a workplace community when somebody is sick like this. So there's a certain way we want to care for them to either restore or preserve their dignity as they go through all this. But at the same time, they come to us because they want access to our ideas. And that translates into trials, which are our best ideas that we're testing to see if we can improve upon the results for whatever diagnosis that represents. I've told people for a long time that, you know, there's no result we have that can't be improved or shouldn't be improved. We can't rest on our laurels, and that somebody's waiting to come see us the next day. So we care for them and we try our newest ideas to see whether we can improve the chances for either not just living longer, but hopefully cure in a lot of instances. So that's the 2 responsibilities that I think we as a staff at City of Hope have for people who come here.
It's a fantastic organization, the City of Hope, not only curing the body, but also the soul as well. Let's talk a little bit briefly about some of your background, Doctor. How did one who had a philosophy degree from St. John's College decide to enter medicine?
Well, it's I haven't been asked this question before, but I remember when I was thinking about this at the end of college about, pursuing sort of a ivory tower sort of job, but there was this draw to be part of the challenges that everyday people face in their life, and health is certainly that, for whether you're old or young. It was really a draw to be part of helping make the world better, I would say, and through healthcare. My interest in cancer, like for many people, was both personal and non-personal. I had seen what it had done to people and people's lives. It also was something that a lot of doctors weren't comfortable doing, taking care of somebody who was suffering from cancer. So that was an additional challenge. So for me, in a lot of ways, I found oncology to be, if you will, the most existential of the medical subspecialties, because you had to literally confront those important questions that we have about ourselves, our lives, our families, our friends, our communities. So all that wrapped together, combined with a commitment, I would say, to try to find better ways, it really is what sort of shaped the career that I've had in oncology. And I suspect I'm not alone in that journey. And I have been proud to be part of this venture for many years.
Your motivation and influences. Did you have somebody young in your life? Was there something that spurred you to say, I believe I'm headed towards a career in medicine?
So I grew up in Texas, in the Houston-Galveston area, and had an uncle who was a physician, and I watched how he worked. It was from the day when they carried a black bag and made house calls, and when I would be with him or even live with him for part of the year, I would see what it was like for him to care for people in such a personal way. And I think that, in many ways, set a standard for what I wanted. He was part of the community, and he did his part to help that community. A number of years ago, probably 25, I stopped wearing a white coat when I went to see patients, because I thought it was a barrier, an artificial barrier between me and the patient. I think it's helped in sort of being able to talk with people and get to know them, let them be less afraid, more open, and at the same time, let me be more open with them. So I think those were early influences that I still think about, even to this day.
That is a practice, I think, that, you always hear, I've heard people in the past saying, he doesn't have a great bedside manner. I think it takes a while to develop that, doesn't it? I mean, you really kind of have to go through and put yourself in a place where you're constantly trying to get better at making these people feel more comfortable, because they're not feeling too good about this anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you said, Ron. I think taking off the white coat, I mean, we've all heard about white coat syndrome and, patients who are a little, nervous about it. So I think removing the white coat really in a very, it's seemingly insignificant way, had a big impact on being able to come through a door and have a patient just look at you like you're a person who just happens to have a lot of knowledge about disease and treatment. And since I have believed, and as you know from our conversations in the past, that when you extend that hand to a patient and shake it, you're really saying, I'm going to be here for you wherever this journey takes us, either to cure or to end of life, whatever is involved. And I think that's been an important component in gaining their trust to be a part of their life and their family's life. And to your point, I mean, has this grown as I've grown? I would say yes. I would say there's probably... I think it's fair to say that I've learned something, either about the world or life or myself, from every single patient I've ever taken care of. It's like, it's a privilege to get to be a part of their life, not something that any of us should take for granted. That's my view.
You have a motto, it seems, that was started at the City of Hope. We come to work every day thinking cure. Once we've extended our hand and grabbed yours, we don't let go. And I think that is very telling. And I think it's also very telling that the relationship that I've had with you over the years is that you're very calm. You're easy to read. It makes me very comfortable when I'm around you. And I mean that sincerely.
Well, I appreciate your saying that. It means a lot. And, you know, when I hear that from patients, it conveys the same thing, that I feel like I'm doing the right thing. Look, you and I both know how much arrogance there is in the world, whether we're a baseball player or a physician or a politician. And I have a healthy scorn for that. I at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And I think we extend our hands to each other in different situations. And it's a place I'm comfortable being.
Well, you certainly are comfortable, and it shows. And you know, the work that you continue to do at the City of Hope is absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure that everybody who's walked through the doors, and there have been many Dodgers, appreciate all the help that they've gotten, not only from you, but the City of Hope. And I do want to take the time here to take another break. We will be back with Dr. Stephen Forman right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Sabe. And we're back with Dr. Stephen Former from the City of Hope. And Stephen, I wanted to ask you about another upcoming event here with the City of Hope. It's the 47th Annual Stem Cell Transplant Reunion. Tell us a little bit about what you got planned there.
So thank you. As you pointed out, we began doing transplants at City of Hope in 1976, so this will be our 47th anniversary. The way this started was literally with the first few patients, when they got to their 1 year after their transplant, we had a little birthday party for them because they saw it as a bit of their second birthday. So we would get together with them and their family and ourselves and have a cake and blow out a candle. And then as our numbers began to grow and people began surviving in greater numbers, we began doing this as a group, not individually. And each year, usually around Mother's Day, we would have a big reunion here on campus where we'd invite patients who had had transplants who were still living to come with their families, sometimes their donors. And it's been a big party for them. It's very humbling to see all these people together at the same time. Now, the last 3 years or 4 years, we've not been able to do this in person. So we made a virtual reunion where we did video of individual patients, and we did entertainment. We had baseball themes, we made fun of ourselves, but it was all in great fun. So the 47th one will be this year, and then our first in-person one will be number 48. Our next in-person one will be number 48, May 3rd of 2024, and we are really expecting thousands of people who will come back to campus with families to help celebrate, a big event for in their lives and, frankly, in our lives also. It's, I've hosted this for a number of years, and I give talks and lectures like we're supposed to do, but standing up there in front of all those people, it's tough to talk. You see it all there in front of you.
Yeah.
And it reminds us very clearly why we do this work.
Yes.
Because, having people survive and get over their disease, whether it's transplant or anything else that we do, and go back to work, to their families, we celebrate all occasions with them, whether it's, graduations, weddings, bar mitzvahs, baptisms, right. Graduations, the meaningful things. And I used to say, and I think we've talked about this too, even watching them go back to just everyday things like going to a Dodger baseball game or some event that's important to them, regular life is an important accomplishment, and the reunion kind of symbolizes all of that. So we're pretty excited. The video is going to get released in mid-October, and then we'll start preparing for the in-person one for next year.
And I know you know how to throw parties, because I remember a gathering here, I don't know how many years ago it was, but I was not aware of the crowd that was going to be waiting for me when I got to this event. And it was absolutely fantastic. All the people were so nice, so grateful. We took an aerial view, if you remember, with all the balloons and everything that were going on. I think I still have a picture of that somewhere, but that was quite an event.
I think we were just grateful to you, Ron, as we have been to others who came and joined the event. But they've all said the same thing you did, that they didn't quite realize until they got there just what all was involved. And I can tell you that the patients to this day are grateful that, somebody who's recognizable, whether it's an entertainer or an athlete, comes in and joins them for that part of the day. You may not remember, we always open it by our baseball player throwing a ball from the audience to me on the stage. And I've only missed it once over the years, but it's just part of the fun we have together. So as I said, we were grateful then, and we're grateful every year for those people who join us to help our patients celebrate their courage and their trust.
And I remember years ago, too, coming out to the City Hope when I believe you had Bobby Castillo out there.
Yes, Bobby Castillo, who allegedly taught Fernando his screwball, is what I've been told. I think Bobby and, of course, Mike Brito spent time with us, and his wife did. And, you know, we make ourselves open to anybody who needs us. And as you pointed out over the years, it's been a privilege for us to help anybody in the Dodger family or even the greater LA sports entertainment community who they come. And we treat them with the respect that they've earned in their life as we would anybody else.
Well, it's a beautiful facility, too. And I think that also helps with the comfort factor. And I have always been impressed with the demeanor of the staff. They're always friendly, helpful. There's no in-between on it. They're forthright, and they're going to give you the best that they've got. So I hope that continues. And, you know, I wanted to jump over here to a research area that you're involved with, T-Cell. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So most people, when they think about cancer care, think about surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. All of us know about that. A number of years ago, a bunch of us around the United States in particular began working on whether we could teach the immune system of a person to react against the cancer that started in their body. And after a number of years of research work and laboratory work and clinical trials, that has turned out to be very successful for a number of diseases, particularly leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. But now we are looking at how we can use this for patients with pancreatic cancer and breast cancer and lung cancer, really to make immunotherapy the fourth component of cancer care. You know, there was a Nobel Prize given for some of the immunotherapy work, not that we did, but by colleagues of mine for helping develop this as a field. And so what we do here now is we take cells out of the body, T cells, which are the immune cells that recognize generally viruses and infection. And we introduce genes into those cells that now recognize something on that person's cancer cell, grow them up in large numbers, and then put them back into the patient. And when it works, what you'll see is that the cancer begins to shrink, and in some patients, go away. And that's because these T cells now can see something on the cancer that it didn't see before. And now it's armed to treat it like an unwelcome infection or guest and get rid of it. And so we have people who came to us really quite ill, with really not much else that could be done, who got this therapy, who are living regular lives now. And so once you see that happen for one person, you want it for lots of people. And I think in the same way we were one of the original transplant facilities in the United States, we were one of the original what's called CAR T-cell programs in the United States. And that's grown just as rapidly as the stem cell transplant. But every day people are coming for those therapies, and there are lots of trials here that are open utilizing that therapy. But it's magical to watch it happen. And, you know, as I said earlier, once you see it happen for one, you want it for all. And our challenge is not just to make it work for leukemia and lymphoma, but make it work for the other cancers that afflict the people that we know and love.
How long do these trials take, and how much of a success ratio do you have to have before you're ready to go with it? Or does it work that way?
Yeah. So the challenge, as you would figure out pretty quickly, is to do something in someone, for someone, that's not been done before. Somebody's going to be that first patient or the first patient on that trial. And that's why when you and I were talking earlier about trust, I think that's a big component of it. I think when patients come here to go on a trial, they're trusting us that we've thought this through, that the FDA has looked at this, that somebody is looking over my shoulder and our group shoulder to make sure we're doing the right thing in case there's problems. But what we want to see is that is how it works, and if it doesn't, why didn't it? And try to make it better. It's often said that people on clinical trials get better care, and I think the reason people say that is because there's so many more people involved in making sure that it's done correctly and interpreted correctly. But the idea is to develop a therapy that could be approved by the FDA, that could be used not just at City of Hope, but could be used all around the country or all around the world, and we have seen that happen. So that trust is so important, and to be certain that a patient never ever feels as if they're being used or that they're a guinea pig. I really recoil strongly at that. And that's why what you said earlier about what you saw and how people get cared for, I think that's a big part of it, that they know if they come here for care, wherever the journey, whether it's standard care or investigational care, they're going to be treated the same, whether it works or it doesn't.
Yes, I agree with that. But is there a kind of a time frame that this goes through a process of time and success before you're ready to, you know, really get this thing out there and going?
So one of the things that we talk about here is something called the tyranny of time, and what that refers to in part is, how quickly can we go from an idea on the blackboard, as we used to say, to doing something directly for a patient? Sometimes it's something we've invented. Sometimes it's working with a company that comes with us with an idea that they had, and they want to open the trial here at City of Hope.
Stephen, so I want you to hold your thought right there. We have to take another short break, and we will return with Stephen Forman, Dr. Stephen Forman, right after this.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and business reports printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets for my business.
Your presentations and booklets will be in captivating color, beautifully bound, and will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. And right now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing on orders of $40 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Fred Slammer!
2-2 to Say. It's a high in the air to deep left field. Whitfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
The fans.
And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, friend of the show, Mr. Sean Green. It was 2001 at Busch Stadium, and Mr. Green breaks the Dodgers record for homers in the season with his 44th home run. The first of his two dingers he hit off Dustin Hermanson in the team's 7-1 victory over the Vile Cardinals. Previously, Duke Snyder and Gary Sheffield shared that previous mark.
Yeah, so congratulations, Sean Green. And Sean Green is a guy that in Dodger history is a little bit overlooked, too.
Absolutely.
He did a really terrific job in a short period of time, and these numbers solidify that.
And a heck of a great guy, too.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Okay, Dr. Steve, you're back on, and I want you to start up from where you were here on that.
So I got to say at least one word about Sean Green.
Okay.
So, as you know, he's the answer to an amazing trivia question. The only baseball player to hit 4 home runs in a game and have 6 hits in the same game. Nobody's done that. And also, Ron, he actually came out to the City of Hope and threw out a ball at a transplant reunion several years ago, probably the last one before the pandemic. So, like you, he's special in our place here at the City of Hope also.
I'm glad to hear that because Sean is a special guy. And I think he's really a terrific individual. Yeah. And he represents baseball and himself very well.
I think we feel exactly the same way.
Yeah.
So we were talking before about the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we... At City of Hope right now, when we, for instance, a company comes to us with a drug or a cell or something that they want to test, we review it with them. We see if it makes sense to us and do we have the people who could benefit from it. And we try to activate that trial within 90 days.
Huh.
So if we believe in it and want to open it and make it available, we have gotten that down from a year to activation to under 90 days. And I think because people are waiting. If they're unwell, waiting is the worst thing they have to do.
Agreed.
On things that we invent ourselves, it takes longer because the FDA is involved. But, you know, we push that pretty hard, too. Something that used to take 5 years, we've gotten down to a couple of years when it's starting, you know, from scratch like that. But that issue about time and, you know, I can tell you, we may have talked about this before, but one of the things that I've felt and seen is when we've done something that really, really worked well, that bordered on the miraculous, something we've never seen before in a person, we are jubilant and we are grateful and happy for ourselves and more importantly for the patient. But there's a bittersweetness to that because every time that happens, I can think of people I've taken care of over a long period of time who, had we known then what we know now, you know, might be alive. And so that's in part what drives wanting to go quickly, because the quicker we can be successful, the more people will be spared and their families spared the loss of a life that contributes to all of us. But it's just something I've noticed about myself. And when I've talked to my colleagues about it, they say the same thing. They remember, you know, a guy or a woman or a child or somebody who, boy, I wish we'd known then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or could do then what we do now, and they'd be with us.
Absolutely. Dr. Steve, most people probably who were born after 1990 don't have any recollection about the HIV crisis in the 80s and 70s, for that matter. Yeah. You know, hundreds of thousands of Americans were killed. Millions around the world succumbed to that disease. And now, you know, I think a lot of people, millennials especially, think that HIV infection is almost like a chronic disease where it can be treated with medication. But you guys over at City of Hope were the fifth cure in the world of a person with HIV. That was accomplished by you and your colleagues at the City of Hope utilizing stem cell transplants. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, the evolution of the treatment of HIV and how that's changed over the course of your career?
So thank you for asking about that. What's interesting, I remember, I get a little chill as I even talk to you about this, but I remember where I was at City of Hope with a virology colleague of mine the day we heard about these four guys who were hospitalized at UCLA, all with the same infection, something you never see, which was really the first, this type of infection, who were the first patients really identified in LA with what was called acquired immune deficiency syndrome. And it really started a line of investigation of all around the world to figure out what this was about. What we were working on once the virus was identified and therapies were being developed was, it'd be possible to cure the disease by making cells that would be resistant to infection by the virus. And then to do a transplant to create a cure. And we've been working on this for a long time and making steady progress. But what's happened is that there were people identified who had the HIV infection, but their immune cells were not being infected by the virus because they had a natural resistance gene. It's not a lot of people like this, but a few. So we figured, well, maybe we could introduce a mutation that would take that gene out and make it impossible to infect the cell with the HIV virus. And that's what we've worked on. But what you're referring to is we had a patient who had leukemia and who had HIV, and we identified a donor who was matched to the patient who happened to have the mutations for the HIV resistance. So we identified that as a preferred donor for the patient and did a transplant. And in this particular individual, who is now a number of years after transplant, he does not have leukemia, and he no longer has HIV in his body, and he's off all the drugs that people who've had HIV infection need to take every day to prevent, like magic. And so it showed us that it'd be possible to engineer the immune system to be resistant to the virus and maybe make it possible for people who do have the virus to become uninfectable. And that journey has continued. But what you referred to, there are now 5 reported people in the world who've been cured of HIV. And we refer to it as the Duarte case or the City of Hope case. And he's one of them. And again, he's an example of when you see something successful, you want to keep working to make it more of a possibility for more people.
A fantastic accomplishment. Have you been involved with other miracles?
I laugh in part because I still think, even after all these years, about every cure is a miracle. Every cure is a gift. I think, when we saw how CAR T cells work to take people who were literally going to hospice care, and now who are living normal lives, I think those are some of the miracles that we see. We've seen some of the immune therapy, even in patients with very advanced solid tumors, that have worked and who are living normal lives. And it just gives credence to the idea that there's surgery, there's radiation, there's chemo, and there's immunotherapy. And that's what patients want, and that's what we hope to deliver and expand. But when I see cancer go away, I still think of that as a miracle, no matter how we got there.
I agree.
Absolutely. Dr. Steve, if you could, just to switch gears just briefly towards, away from practice towards policy, if you could be king for a day and have unfettered power here, are there any changes you would like to make or see be made in the healthcare system in this country at large?
There is. Clearly, access and being sure that people have access. But I think the three of us on this phone call and people listening recognize that there are people who have access to healthcare and trials and going to major medical centers, and those who are marginalized, who the underserved. And I think one of the big commitments that City of Hope and a lot of other places are making and being very loud about this is that the underserved deserve the same opportunities for miracles that those who have access to better health care have. And so I think as we do our trials, we are looking and making sure that there's the opportunity for somebody to come from South Central to us to get what we have to offer, or that their ethnicity does not, or their poverty status, their gender does not limit their access. I think that's the biggest impediment. When we go to meetings and we see a trial that's being presented where there were very few minorities on it, you know that people were left behind. And I think this idea that we leave no one behind because of the accident of birth, or economics, or healthcare access, or employment is part of the democratization that we want to see in the healthcare system. That, for me, is the big challenge, not only in our own country, but around the world. What we want for one, we want for all.
Well said.
Very well said.
What is it that you're currently involved with today? What's taking most of your time today?
So my week is pretty much spent between seeing patients and taking care of them and then doing research. And it's very much focused on the immune therapies that we talked about earlier and trying to extend it. Pancreatic cancer is a big project for me and my colleagues here and the people I work with to bring cell therapy to those patients. That's a huge challenge. We've made a lot of progress in a lot of diseases, but diseases like pancreatic cancer, advanced prostate cancer, brain cancer, those are the ones. But right now I have a big focus on not only blood diseases, but also people with pancreatic cancer. And we have an idea, just like you asked about earlier, that we have, which we are hoping to treat our first patients with this therapy in the first part of 2024. So, you know, we're excited about it and hope to do for them what we've done for others.
Well, I'm so pleased that we've been able to get you to speak out about things that you have been doing, continue to do. The City of Hope has been an incredible place for many, many people. You've done absolutely great things for people, Dr. Steve, and this is why I wanted to bring the awareness to you and get this out there that City of Hope has been doing this kind of work for years and years and will continue to do so, and we're very thankful that we have people like you that are leading the way.
Absolutely. And if anybody's listening to this on podcast or on terrestrial stations around the country, Dr. Steve, if they want to, you know, help the City of Hope, what can they do? Where can they visit, perhaps donate?
Well, they can certainly go to the website, and hopefully it's easy to navigate. You know, they can write to me at City of Hope at sforman@coh.org. And sometimes I triage, you know, get the right person to the right doctor, whether it's here in Los Angeles or around the country. But, you know, we think of ourselves as a national resource to help get people to our colleagues in the right places for the right therapy. So I appreciate the pitch, the shout out, very, very much.
And, yeah, it's up to us to do our due diligence as well. When you have the City of Hope there, we want people to be aware of where they can get the best care. And I want to wish you the greatest success as we move forward, Dr. Steve. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come and chat with us about all the great things that you're doing at the City of Hope. So thank you so much for joining us.
So you both are very welcome. It's an honor for me to be here. And I loved your book, okay?
Thanks so much. We'll be back right after this.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
work.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be. Just fine.
We are back for our last segment, kind of getting ready to close up shop here today. And once again, I wanted to thank Dr. Stephen Foreman for the incredible interview that we just had. What an amazing guy, down-to-earth guy. Hard to imagine that he has that kind of knowledge and experience going around, and we're in good hands in the City of Hope.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys can, you know, if you want to find out more information about the City of Hope, either as a patient or as a donor, you can visit cityofhope.org. That's cityofhope.org. You can find out all sorts of information about what services they offer, and maybe throw them a couple of bucks, too, because they, like Steve says, people deserve care no matter what their station is.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Next week, we are going to be, I am going to actually be in Chicago.
Oh, really? You're going to bring me back some deep dish pizza?
make an order. I'll handle it. I'm going back there. It is going to be part of a few days where it crosses over into my 52nd anniversary, wedding anniversary. I don't know exactly how long, how she's made it this long. I thought I had driven her out the door many times in the past, but she's still around, and just want to say thank you for all of that. It's been a journey. We also have very special inner house thing. She went to the University of Wisconsin in Madison, and I went to Washington State University in Pullman. And it just so happens that the Wisconsin Badgers are in Pullman this weekend playing the Washington State Cougars.
Oh, no. House divided cannot stand.
I do. And my grandson, Julian, is on my team, and Sophia is on Fran's team. And so we're going to have a battle. And I don't know exactly what the stakes are, but I think the Cougars are probably going to come away with a victory.
So depending on the outcome of that game, we might not see 53 years.
Well, yeah, it's possible. But anyway, we have a lot of things coming up, and we're going to spend that week, a few days with the family. But Fran has already taken off today. I spent 2 hours in traffic, 2.5 hours in traffic, actually, getting her on her way to go to Chicago to visit her family and friends ahead of me leaving on this weekend. So Just want to say thank you all for joining us. I want to thank Stephen Foreman again for the terrific job that he did entertaining us with what's going on with the City of Hope. And your questions were well said, Mike. And I want to thank you all for joining us. We will see you next week.